The program that protects so-called dreamers from deportation, but delaying it for 6 months so Congress can come up with a legislative fix.
Really, we have no choice. We have to be able to do something, and I think it's going to work out very well. And long-term, it's going to be the right solution.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin had a message for the young immigrants.
Do not give up hope. If you are one of those dreamers, one of those protected by DACA, you need to be part of America and its future.
This is Steve Futterman in Houston. This city is home to thousands and thousands of dreamers. Many listened and watched the announcement. Their disappointment was obvious.
I feel devastated. I feel it's unfair. I was raised here since I was 8.
Francisco Jimenez came to the U.S. when he was 5, crossing the Rio Grande with his mother.
I grew up only knowing America. And to be sent back to my home country would be sending me back to a foreign country.
These dreamers say they still have hope in the dream. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
The president's approved emergency declarations for Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands as a monster hurricane approaches. Irma is a Category 5 storm with winds up to 180 miles an hour. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
I cannot stress this enough. Get prepared. Learn your evacuation zone. Listen to your locals. This storm has the potential to devastate the state, and you have to take this seriously.
Reporter Jessica Hasbun is in the Dominican Republic.
The powerful Category 5 hurricane is expected to bring with it a combination of dangerous rainfall and breaking waves that will increase water levels. Rescue teams have been dispatched and will be ready to assist after the storm. Local committees for prevention, mitigation, and response for natural disasters are also on permanent alert around the country.
The second round of talks on renegotiating NAFTA ended today. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer.
I am hopeful we can arrive at an agreement that helps American workers, farmers, and ranchers while also raising the living standards of workers in Mexico and Canada.
Major League Baseball's investigating claims by both the Yankees and the Red Sox that the other team used technology, including an Apple Watch, to steal signs last month. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred.
To the extent that there was a violation on either side, we are 100% comfortable that it is not an ongoing issue, that if it happened, it is no longer happening. And I think that's important from an integrity perspective going forward.
The two teams are in a heated pennant race. The Dow sank 234 points today. This is CBS News.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BollandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews and even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Good evening. I'm Mike Gaba from the New Mexico Honda Dealers News Desk, and this is KKOB First News. The United Nations' latest condemnation of North Korea is met with a shrug from the country's leader. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Tuesday to discuss North Korea firing a missile over Japan. And in response, Kim Jong-un is reported to have called for more ballistic missile tests. BBC correspondent Yogita Limai has more from Seoul.
Clearly, the statement that's come from the UN today shows the limitation of the control that the international community has. Sanctions that were passed against this country, adding major exports, trying to quickly squeeze North Korea. But those don't seem to have resulted, because the statement that a very strong intention of stopping, in fact saying that Kim Jong-un has ordered drills targeted at
the New Mexico National Guard has deployed 3 aircraft and their crews to Texas to help out in relief efforts
in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. The Guard has also prepared a team of 80 personnel to accommodate any additional request for assistance. The annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca began today, and more than 2 million Muslims from around the world are expected to take part. The Hajj is one of the five pillars of the Islamic faith. Every Muslim is required to complete it at least once in a lifetime if he or she has the means to do so. In 2015, more than 2,000 pilgrims died in a stampede. Saudi security forces say they have mobilized more than 100,000 security personnel to keep the pilgrims safe. Now for a look at Wall Street. The Dow closed up 27 points. This news brought to you by your New Mexico Honda dealers. Stop by for great deals today. I'm Mike Gaba on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKOB.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's debate concerning the sick leave ballot question that will appear on the October 3rd Albuquerque City election ballot. We are live on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB and live worldwide at newsradiokkob.com. I'm Brandon Vogt of News Radio KKOB, and over the next hour, you will hear from both sides of this issue. We will not be taking phone calls during the hour. The ballot question, as it will appear on the ballot, is as follows in summary. Proposing to enact the Albuquerque Healthy Workforce Ordinance such that beginning 90 days after enactment, first, Albuquerque employers must allow employees to incur sick leave at the rate of 1 hour of leave per 30 hours worked. Second, employees may use sick leave for their own or a family member's illness, injury, or medical care, or for absences related to domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. Third, employers with 40 or more employees must allow each employee to use up to 56 hours of accrued sick leave each year, and employers with fewer than 40 employees must allow each employee to use up to 40 hours of accrued sick leave each year. Fourth, employers must notify employees of their rights and maintain records. The ordinance also provides for public enforcement, a private right of action, and liquidated damages and penalties for noncompliance or retaliation. Representing those in favor of the sick leave ballot question is Elizabeth Wagner of Healthy Workforce ABQ. And representing those opposed to the sick leave ballot question is Pat Rogers of the Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy. I will be asking several questions tonight directed at each side. But first, we will start with a one-minute opening statement. Elizabeth, you are first. You have 1 minute.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today to share more information about the proposed ordinance for earned sick leave in Albuquerque. This ordinance is about making sure that no one has to choose between a paycheck and getting well or taking care of a sick child. When we ensure that people can go to the doctor, when we ensure people don't have to go to work sick, when we ensure that parents don't have to send sick kids to school, we prevent the spread of illness and we make everyone safer, healthier, and stronger. The proposed ordinance will allow every employee in Albuquerque to earn 5 or 7 sick days a year, depending on the size of the business. It allows people to get medical treatment during work hours without losing pay. It prevents the spread of illness by ensuring people who work in restaurants and daycares and hospitals don't go to work sick. And it also allows women to escape domestic violence situations without losing pay so they can build secure and financially sound lives. It also protects your current paid time off plans. So if your employer already provides at least 5 or 7 days of paid time off that you can use for sick leave, your employer doesn't have to change a thing about that paid time off plan. You can read the full text of the ordinance at healthyworkforceabq.org. I really encourage everyone listening today to read it and then also vote for the proposed ordinance on October 3rd. It'll be on the back of the ballot, and early voting starts on September 13th.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Pat Rogers, the opposition to the sick leave initiative.
Thank you, Brandon. It is critically important that people actually read this. And tonight I'm going to be referring to the ordinance because that's what's been lacking in the public debate. The details of this make it the most onerous, expensive, and extreme sick leave provision in America. This is a job killer. Albuquerque is now recovering from a very difficult recession, and what we do not need is a provision that will run small and large businesses out of town that are here now, will discourage new businesses from organizing. So I want you to follow along. If you're on your computer, go to patrogerslaw.com/sickleave.aspx. patrogerslaw.com/sickleave.aspx. And in the event I run out of time, there are some additional resources that you should refer. Trickleave.org contains a lot of details and a lot of problems of this. And if you Google ACHE, A-C-H-E, the Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy, it also has some important information. I own a small business in Albuquerque that will be subject to this terrible trick leave ordinance. I was asked to appear because I think I'm one of only 11 people who's actually read this ordinance from beginning to end. I am representing essentially thousands of businesses that ask you on their behalf of their employees, on behalf of your neighbors, on behalf of your kids and grandkids, to vote no on this extreme measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Again, it is a lengthy question that's on the that'll be on the ballot in October. You can go to cabq.gov and look at the full ballot, and you can also print off or read in 12-point font what is the question in its entirety with the sick leave measure. We'll start with our questions. First question for you, Elizabeth. How does this protect employees?
This ordinance ensures that people don't have to choose between a paycheck and going to work or taking care of a sick child. It ensures that employees can take 5 days of earned sick leave per year when they work for a small business or 7 days when they work for a large business. This is very important because currently when, for example, a woman needs to go to a prenatal appointment or someone needs to receive medical care, go to the doctor during the workday, they can't do that right now without having their pay cut. This law would set a baseline for all employers in Albuquerque to follow to ensure that employees don't have to make that choice between pay and going to work.
Pat, response?
I think that the issue is not should we as a city address sick leave. The issue is, are we going to adopt this particular sick leave ordinance? This particular sick leave ordinance was drafted by the organizers in the Land of Enchantment, and on the citation that I provided for you is the history of the organizers in the Land of Enchantment. At one time, they were known as ACORN. They had to change their name because of a variety of violations of all sorts of laws, including those here in New Mexico. This provision is funded almost exclusively by the organizers. And the reason that they're doing this is that it contains a provision that accepts unions, but it does not accept small businesses. It does not accept the tribes. It does not accept nonprofits. It does not accept charities. All of those are hidden details of this that, had this been put before the city council, would have been changed. Nobody that I represent, no one that I've ever talked to, is against sick leave. We're against this particular sick leave, which will drive businesses out of this city permanently.
Pat, next question for you. How does this measure affect the relationship dynamic between employers and employees?
Well, for one thing, this is one of the few ordinances in the entire nation that does not require that an employee who wants to take sick leave call in and provide any sort of notice. One of the summaries in the website site that I provided is a comparison of other ordinances and so on. And what you will find is, time after time after time, this is the most extreme, expensive, and onerous possible sick leave ordinance that's ever been enacted. And the problem is, if an employee is not even required to call in when they want to take sick leave, and by the way, they can take 3 days of that before the employer can even ask why that's occurring. But the bad part is when that employee finally goes back to work after that 3 days, no excuse, no call, no nothing. If that employee asks for additional hours, the failure to give additional hours is one of the specific items that's considered retaliation, and the employer bears the burden of proving that that's not the case. This thing is larded with special favors for the union lawyers and the trial lawyers who drafted it in New York City. This is a disaster for Albuquerque and New Mexico.
Elizabeth?
I'm really glad that we can clear up these misconceptions because nothing that Pat just said is true. First of all, this law absolutely allows employers to have a policy under which an employee has to call in and provide notice or have a family member call in and provide notice or whatever is workable for the employer. Nothing in the ordinance prohibits an employer from setting a policy like that, and it's completely reasonable that an employer would have such a policy and implement it and require employees to call in. So that's just not true at all. This is also not by a long stretch, the most extreme ordinance in the country. In fact, many of the other ordinances around the country, and 40 have been adopted in other cities and states, provide for more generous benefits than what this law provides. For example, at least 10 other jurisdictions provide that employees can accrue and use up to 10 days of sick leave per year. This ordinance doesn't. It's 5 days in small businesses and 7 days in large businesses. The idea that there are any special favors in this ordinance just simply isn't true. This ordinance is based on ordinances that have been passed around the country and that are working in other cities.
Pat, you want to get in here. 30 seconds.
Ms. Wagner, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you aren't entitled to your own facts. That's why it's important that people read the actual ordinance. The ordinance prohibits changes by the city council from the substantive portions. This does not provide for notice. It provides for no notice. That's a substantive right, and it is not in here. It can't be added. This is just one of the 13 mistakes I hope to get to that suggest that this has to be voted down. I've provided the summary at this website, and you can look at this comparison, and you can see for yourself how onerous this is. They talk about hours that may be accrued. Albuquerque would be one of the few places that would allow unlimited carryover hours. Almost every other of the 40 jurisdictions surveyed puts a limit, 32 hours or 42 hours. Here in Albuquerque, that time can accrue forever. And worse than that, a successor business is responsible for those hours. Not only will this chase businesses out of the city, it will discourage anyone from taking over.
Elizabeth, you have anything to wrap up?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to that issue of the accrual. Again, it's just simply not true, and it would be silly to have unlimited accruals, as Pat is saying, and that's just not in the ordinance. The ordinance says that employees can take 5 days a year or 7 days a year when they work for large businesses. Employers only have to provide those 5 or 7 days per year. It's simply not true, and I think really doing a disservice to employers in this city to tell them that they would have to do all these ridiculous things to comply with the law that they wouldn't have to do, because the law is very simple and straightforward. It contains the exact same language that's being used in 40 other cities and states in terms of how the record keeping works and how the accruals work, and it's very clear from the experience of those other cities and states that you just don't have unlimited accruals, as Pat is saying. It's 5 days or 7 days per year, period.
Well, Ms. Wagner, facts are stubborn things. It is paragraph C of this proposed ordinance, and it reads, paid sick leave shall be carried over to the following year. After that sentence, in almost all 40. They then say, but you can only accrue 30 to 40 hours. This is in the summary of the New York City lawyer that drafted this and provided the comparison. This is exactly why these initiatives, and particularly initiatives which carry so many unpopular things and so many onerous things, are attempted to be crammed into something that's popular, like sick leave. No one's opposed to sick leave. Everyone's opposed to unlimited accruals, and that's exactly what it says. There is no limitation there, over and over and over again. But the facts are stubborn things, and that's why people have to look at this.
Elizabeth, are workers being taken advantage of now, and how will this measure rectify the situation?
I wouldn't say at all that workers are being taken advantage of. In fact, over half of Albuquerque employers already provide sick leave to their employees because it's a common sense thing to do. It ensures that people don't come to work sick. It ensures reduces turnover. It makes people happier in their jobs. It makes people work better. There are, though, some employers who aren't currently providing this benefit, and the law sets or creates a level playing field so that employers who aren't currently providing this benefit will have to start doing that at a minimum rate of 5 days or 7 days for large businesses, essentially not undercutting employers who are already providing this basic benefit.
Pat?
I want to address the proposition that people who have a generous PTO or sick leave policy are immune from this. They don't have to do anything. That is demonstrably and absolutely false. And the reason is that this proposed ordinance gives the most unusual, broad, and expansive definitions to family members that I will guarantee you that there's not one company, one business in New Mexico that currently defines family member as a spouse or domestic partner, siblings and so on, or any other individual related by blood or affinity whose close association with the employee or employee's spouse or domestic partner is the equivalent of a family relationship. That is the broadest imaginable and frankly very odd definition of family member. I guarantee you there is not one single policy that defines family member in that way. They're all going to have to be changed because this will provide, whatever that means, anyone with an affinity whose close association with the employee or employee's spouse or domestic partner is the equivalent of a family relationship. I'll tell you what that means as a lawyer. That means anything the employee wants it to mean. And that is broader than 95% of the other ordinances. This is one that's in a couple of others, but not 95%. This is part of the reason that it is the most extreme, expensive, and onerous possible ordinance that could be conceived.
The definition of family member in this ordinance tracks the definition in most of the other ordinances that have passed in recent years around the country. It's important to ensure that or to recognize the sort of range of family relationships and family responsibilities that people have. You know, some people take care of cousins, take care of, you know, nieces and nephews, take care of great-grandchildren. Those family relationships, for some people are, for some children, those are the only caregivers that they have. And so this ordinance needs to be sure that those folks are considered family members so that when people have caregiving responsibilities, they can exercise those caregiving responsibilities without having to sacrifice a paycheck. And again, it's standard. It's standard in these laws around the country to define family member in this way for exactly that reason.
All right, final question before the break. Pat, what will this do to the availability of full-time jobs in Albuquerque?
This is a problem of significant dimensions. This is going to cause people to move out of the city. This is going to cause people not to hire people. And this is going to discourage other employers who might provide jobs from coming to Albuquerque. Denver rejected the weak sister version of this. Denver rejected one that didn't go nearly as far as this. A month ago, the big debate in town was, why are we losing to Denver? Let me tell you why we're losing to Denver. It is these kinds of proposals that drive potential employers elsewhere. They drive job opportunities elsewhere, and this proposal will result in job loss and people's decision not to hire, not just full-time, temporary, seasonal, and part-time. This contains the longest record-keeping keeping requirement in America. They require that you keep records for 4 years. The average, the usual, is 2. This is 4. And if you don't do that, you're presumed to have violated this. This on and on and on, on and on and on. This was drafted by trial lawyers and union lawyers in New York City who have no interest in Albuquerque's future.
Elizabeth, response, full-time jobs?
So Arizona recently passed an earned sick days ordinance just like this one, actually also contains a 4-year record-keeping requirement, very similar to this law. There is laws that have been on the books since 2006 around the country that have been studied. No scientific study of any kind has shown a negative impact on jobs, a negative impact on the economy. The facts just aren't there to support that. We saw the minimum wage go up in Albuquerque a couple years ago. These same well-connected business interests that are fighting the paid sick days ordinance opposed the minimum wage back then, said the same thing, that there would be job loss, people would be moving out of Albuquerque. It just hasn't happened. And when we're talking about earned sick leave, we're not talking about really a significant financial outlay at all. So it just doesn't make any sense to think that there would be any negative impact on jobs or on the economy here.
Elizabeth Wagner from Healthy Workforce ABQ and Pat Rogers, Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy. You're listening to a live debate and discussion on Albuquerque's sick leave ballot question that will be before the voters October 3rd. I'm Brandon Vogt, and we'll continue in 3 minutes here on News Radio KQOB.
Want to enjoy a romantic dinner for two in Santa Fe? You'll find it at Pronzo Italian Grill. Pronzo has a seasonal menu of Italian and Mediterranean favorites with an emphasis on locally sourced ingredients. Enjoy daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and you'll love the Geist Cabaret with dining and live music Friday and Saturday nights. Pronzo at 540 Montezuma, just minutes from the Railrunner Station and 6 blocks from the plaza. Local, flavorful, and crafted with love. Go to PRANZOSantaFe.com. Proud sponsor of Honor a Veteran on News Radio KKOB.
Oh, let me help. Ooh, your recycle bin weighs a ton. Are those all lotion bottles?
I'm ditching greasy lotions that don't work for me. Now I use Curel Hydrotherapy Wet Skin Moisturizer. Used daily, it ends dry skin.
Ends dry skin? Is that possible?
It is, with Curel Hydrotherapy Wet Skin Moisturizer each day. It's completely greaseless and works in the shower to penetrate deep into skin surface, helping repair the moisture barrier.
Hey, where are you going? To end dry skin!
End dry skin. Curel.
TLC is partnered with International Comfort Products to offer TLC-branded heating and cooling products. Whether you need a new furnace or are upgrading to central air conditioning, choose quality products from a name you trust. Our knowledgeable technicians will help you select the one that is right for your home. TLC is offering rebates up to $700 for a limited time only, which can be combined with the PNM rebate. Call TLC today and ask about our branded products. 761-9696.
News Radio KKOB has partnered with DaVita Medical Group New Mexico and Uber to help NDWI. Enjoy fall festivals, tailgating, and sporting events. And if you drink, take a ride on us. Listen for station codes and get $10 off your Uber ride. Throughout the year, we'll announce special event codes that you can enter, and we'll pay up to $10 for your ride. This offer is for the first 800 people who use the code. If you drink, don't drive. Take a ride on us. Together, we can end DWI.
Your Lobo football team is back in action Saturday, September 9th at 6 when they host New Mexico State in the next installment of the Rio Grande rivalry. The first 3,000 fans through the gate will get official Lobo Rolla banners and koozies. To get your tickets for the game, visit UNMtickets.com or call 925-LOBO. It's brought to you by 610 The Sports Animal, Albuquerque the Magazine, Clear Channel Outdoor, and New Mexico CW. Tickets are going fast. Don't miss the chance to see your Lobos in action.
From the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to the Isleta Casino Showroom.
The Temptations, Friday, October 27th.
3 Grammys.
14 number one hits.
Get your tickets at the Isleta box office or isleta.com.
The The Temptations, Friday, October 27th.
At Isleta Resort and Casino, where the fun begins.
This is 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB. You're listening to a live debate and discussion on Albuquerque's sick leave ballot question that will be before the voters October 3rd. Remember to read the full sick leave ballot question. Go to cabq.gov and use the search tool, and you can see the actual ballot. We're continuing with Pat Rogers, who is opposed to the sick leave question, from Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy, and Elizabeth Wagner with the Healthy Workforce ABQ supporting the sick leave measure. Elizabeth, this question's for you, and this has been brought up tonight as well, that a similar measure was voted down in Denver. What makes you think the outcome in Albuquerque will be different?
I think it'll be different because in Albuquerque, we respect hard work, and there are a number of just literally thousands of people who support this ordinance already. This is a ballot initiative, which means that petitions were circulated in Albuquerque in order to put it on the ballot. 24,000 people signed the petitions to put the Healthy Workforce Paid Sick Days Ordinance on the ballot. That was way more than the 14,000 required to put it on the ballot. So this measure really enjoys enormous popularity. And the full text of the ordinance was right there for everyone to read when they signed those petitions. And so people know exactly what it is that they were supporting when they did that. And they'll have an opportunity to vote on it on October 3rd.
Pat, response?
Well, certainly there's going to be a vote on October 3rd, but the idea that 24,000 people read that seven-page monstrosity is really ridiculous. As the experts, the political scientists, and the father of initiative said, the people gathering the signatures don't want people to read it. They're not in the petition reading business. They're in the petition signing business. The idea that people read that is really preposterous. The idea that people understand what's in it can be demonstrated. The fallacy that people understand this complex thing can be refuted by the organizers in the Land of Enchantment's own expert. His trial testimony is provided at that website site that I provided, and it establishes that even he doesn't understand what it is that he's supposed to be an expert in. That's why it's so critical that you read this for yourself, because on that website I've provided the summary of the other states' laws. So you can compare to yourself and see just how extreme this is. But I've also included the summary from the New York lawyer, the union and trial lawyers in New York, that summarized it as well. You can see there for yourself such things as the limits to carry over accrual. You can see the definitions aren't nearly as broad as this in most of them, and you can see the history of this. Denver people are hardworking. The idea that they're not hardworking or somehow they misunderstood is not fair. What's the problem here is that the advertising by the organizers in the Land of Enchantment has been misleading. It's been vote for this because sick leave is a wonderful thing, and if you vote against it, you are harming children and so on. The details of this are painful because they are so onerous and so unnecessary. And that's the initiative process. Cram in something that's very popular and log roll it. Add 12 or 13 things, special favors for the trial lawyers, attorney's fees, damages, class actions, and so on, that would never, ever be approved by the voter. But you get one single vote and you're told you have to vote for this or you hate children.
Elizabeth?
Mr. Rogers has been hired by well-connected business organizations to defeat this law, so it makes sense that he has made up a number of elements of this law that just aren't in it. Voters can decide for themselves. The full text of the ordinance is on the Albuquerque City website, which you read out earlier. It's also on our website at healthyworkforceabq.org. There is absolutely no Absolutely nothing in terms of these extreme interpretations are in this law, and other cities that have this exact same law are not interpreting it the way Mr. Rogers interprets it.
Pat?
There's no one in the world that has this exact same ordinance, and I'll tell you, let's start at the end. There's a provision that prevents the city council from substantively lessening any of these requirements. There is no ordinance in America that is that prohibitive. And what that means is that when the full impact of this disaster is felt by the city council can't change it. You have to come back with a very long, again, initiative process. One single entity has something similar, and that's Berkeley, and it doesn't nearly go far enough. We're not Berkeley, we're not San Francisco, we're not Chicago, we're not Washington, D.C. We can't afford this. And the idea that this is the same ordinance is something that you can see for yourself if you go to that website, patrogerslaw.com/sickleave.aspx. There's a 65-page analysis and summary of the other ordinances. This is an outlier. This is the most extreme and expensive version ever. Vote no.
Elizabeth, last word on this?
The ordinance, it's also not true. It's a misconception that the city council can't amend the ordinance. They can. They can amend it in terms of implementation of the law, in terms of enforcement of the law, but they can't reduce the substantive worker protections. And the reason for that is that back in 2012, after the minimum wage passed by ballot initiative, the city council tried to cut the minimum wage. And so it's important to ensure that once the people vote on this law, that the law stays in place, that the people's vote isn't undercut by political forces.
Pat Rogers, question for you. Does this sick leave ordinance, will it undercut the authority of employers to manage?
I would say that what this means is that in the event of an employee complaint, get out your checkbook, because this creates very unusual rebuttable presumptions. It puts the burden on the employer to disprove all sorts of things. Shifting that burden is unusual, it's unnecessary, and it's inappropriate. And it lasts for 90 days. So if that employee who didn't give you a call when they took off three sick days didn't give you a reason why he or she took off those 3 days, then shows up and demands additional work, if you don't give it to that person within that 90-day period, a rebuttable presumption that you have retaliated is created. The only jobs this is going to create are for lawyers. That is the only jobs that are going to be created by this. The jobs that are going to be destroyed are too numerous to mention. This is a job killer. This is going to drive jobs out of this city. It didn't have to be this way. This continued suggestion that I am not accurate. Read the ordinance for yourself and read it carefully. Because again, Ms. Wagner is entitled to her opinions, but she's not entitled to her own set of facts. Read this. Thank you.
Elizabeth, in regard to employers, is there any protections there?
There are quite a few. First, it's important to know that the ordinance does not limit an employer's right to discipline, lay off, or fire an employee for reasons that have nothing to do with sick time. It only requires an employer to explain what his reason was for taking one of those actions right after an employee uses sick time. This prevents employees from being punished for using their earned sick days. Obviously, if it were lawful to fire employees for using sick leave, if employers didn't have to give any reason for firing an employee after using sick leave, then there would be no right to sick leave because employees would be afraid to use it and would be afraid to take that benefit when they need it and would instead be coming to work sick. We wouldn't have an enforceable law. So this law ensures that employers actually follow the law and don't take action against employees. That's what this phrase that Pat's saying, rebuttable presumption, that just means provide a reason. That's all it means.
Pat, final thought?
Well, what it means, if you actually read the ordinance, is that any discipline, any discharge, suspension, assignment to less favorable duties, imagine the litigation that that's going to cause. But let me skip to one issue that is even more difficult, expensive, and onerous. This ordinance requires the city to assign a city attorney to any complaint by any employee. It doesn't require that that complaint be reasonable. It doesn't require that that complaint be non-frivolous. It doesn't require that that complaint be non-fraudulent. It says any complaint, and you have a government-paid city lawyer. Imagine being a small business person paying taxes to the city, and your taxes are being used now by a assistant city attorney who's going to come after you and sue you. You have to hire an attorney. And if you win, you get nothing. If you lose, then the plaintiff's attorney receives attorney's fees, three times damages and so on. This creates an automatic class action. That is very unusual, and it's very wrong. And it creates a class action not just for employees, but for any entity that the employee is a member of. I call this the garden club exception. A garden club could sue on behalf of someone who says they're aggrieved. This is an invitation to all sorts of lawsuits, and anyone that's run a business knows that the most common thing when you're sued is to pay up, because defending it can take forever and it can be a disaster.
So when a mom takes sick leave to care for a kid who woke up with a fever the night before, that mom needs to be able to take that sick leave without being afraid of being fired. And when an employer fires a mom for taking that sick leave, then she needs to have some way to enforce her rights. And this ordinance provides that she can go to the city of Albuquerque and report that she was fired for taking sick leave, and then the city of Albuquerque has to ask that employer for a reason for taking that action. The class action issue only applies when employers are not providing sick leave at all. Companies that just undercut their competitors by choosing not to provide sick leave at all. Otherwise, there's no class action there. If you don't have a provision like that, then employers can undercut their competitors by just breaking the law without any consequence. You have to be able to enforce a law in order to ensure that the rights are really there.
Elizabeth, next question for you. How will businesses be able to benefit from the sick leave ordinance?
Well, there are studies from a number of other cities around the country that show that earned sick leave ordinances reduce turnover. They reduce the spread of illness, especially important in places like hospitals, daycares, restaurants. The CDC, Center for Disease Control statistics show that 20% of foodborne illnesses come from restaurant workers going to work sick. So it's obviously good for businesses who are in the service industries to provide this right without having to worry that their competitor next door isn't providing this right to protect public health and protect their customers.
Bet.
Again, no one's opposed to sick leave. It is the details of this which make it absolutely intolerable and a job killer. Let me again refer Ms. Wagner and everyone listening to the actual language of the ordinance, not this pie-in-the-sky story about the theoretical mother with a sick child. It is the language of this that's going to be enforced. The department or any person or any entity, a member of which is aggrieved by a violation of this article, may bring a civil action individually or as a class action under state law. That's not limited to some in any fashion. That's an unlimited right to a class action. That's the problem with this. This isn't the devil in the details. This is the devil, and there is no other ordinance in America this extreme. It's a job killer.
Elizabeth, last word.
It's common to enforce workplace rights through class actions. If there's not a class, then you can't bring a class action. Mr. Rogers knows this. This is, again, an example of making up legal interpretations that would never hold up in court and that no one could actually enforce in this way. No one would enforce this way. This law is working in all the other cities where it's been passed.
Pat, could you see businesses leaving Albuquerque if this measure is passed?
Well, my client, Don Kaufman, says that he will leave Albuquerque if this is passed. Many businesses are mobile, and they have that ability. I've got a small business. I can move. Why don't I move if this is passed? But again, I want to keep referring you to the exact language of the ordinance, because these continual suggestions that the exact language is going to be interpreted in some other way is wrong. And to those of you listening that think that you can rely upon Ms. Wagner's legal analysis, I'll refer you to Garcia versus Rohde, Dickerson, Aiken, Sloan, and Robb. And that says you can't rely on the attorney who's not your attorney. I'll tell you, without a doubt, this is going to kill jobs, and it's going to cause our economy to go into a tailspin. It's going to cause people to look at this. It's already occurred businesses to look and say, I'm not coming here. Denver didn't do this. A weak sister version of this, Denver didn't adopt. We can't afford this. And again, patrogerslaw.com/sickleave.aspx. Read for yourself the comparisons. Read for yourself the summaries. Read for yourself where this came from. This came from New York City. It was drafted in the dark without any input by Albuquerque or the people that are impacted by this. That's what an initiative is. It's drafted in the dark, and it's a bad way to do business.
Elizabeth, is this as detrimental to business as Pat says?
Absolutely not. There's not a single study that shows any kind of detriment to business. If that were true here, it would be true in some other city where it's passed and these laws have been studied. It just isn't the case that there have been negative impacts on business or any job loss. In fact, many of the studies show a correlation between job growth and the passage of these laws. I mean, obviously correlation, but there's certainly no study that shows a negative impact on businesses. I'd also just like to note that, in terms of whose legal interpretation is right or not, folks should read the ordinance for themselves. It's at our website at healthyworkforceabq.org. My interpretations of these provisions that are standard in these laws is not just my interpretation, but the interpretation of, for example, the Arizona state agency that is enforcing this, their Arizona's version of this law, which is very similar to ours. So, when I say that the ordinance is not going to be interpreted in a way that Mr. Rogers is describing, I am backed by other state agencies and city enforcement agencies that are enforcing these same laws. In terms of the issue of public input, 24,000 people signed petitions to put this on the ballot. It was drafted by local Albuquerque organizations. My organization, the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, was closely involved in drafting this. We are based in Albuquerque. We're all Albuquerque attorneys working around the state in New Mexico on workers' rights issues. So the idea that it was drafted in the dark by New York City lawyers, it was drafted by New Mexico attorneys working with nonprofit organizations that represent working people.
Well, take a look at my website, and I have copied portions of the website of the New York City attorney who takes credit for this. She says she drafted it. That's on her website. She's the one who claims drafting of 35 to 40. I'm sure Ms. Wagner has lots of experience, but the idea that she's done this anywhere, including Albuquerque, is not consistent with the website of the expert that they established. And I'll make you a deal, Ms. Wagner. If you show me the Arizona proposal and it contains the prohibitions, such as no amendment there, I'll agree not to vote in this election. And if it's not there, you agree not to vote. More importantly, there's been no reference to any of these alleged studies that talk about how wonderful this is or that doesn't cause any problem. And I'll suggest why that is, because they don't exist. These are all fairly new. This is a nationwide union push by Olay, organizers Land of Enchantment. This is the same entity. This is the entity that replaced Acorn, the disgraced entity that in New Mexico was stuffing false registrations into the system. Again, my website details the procedures and the history of Acorn. It's a disaster.
All right, last question before the break for Elizabeth. How will this make Albuquerque's workforce better?
It will make the workforce better because folks won't have to choose between a paycheck and taking care of their children, taking care of their sick parents. It takes an enormous burden and an impossible choice off of people when they no longer have to choose between their jobs and their families. It will also ensure that people recover from illness more quickly, that children don't go to school and get other kids sick at school when they're sick. It really is a law that supports families and holds families together and ensures that people don't have to choose their jobs over their families while also balancing the needs of employers to manage their workforces and have a sort of limited amount of sick time that they're providing.
Pat?
This is not going to help employees. It won't help employees if there are less jobs here, if there's less job opportunities, if your kids can't find a job, if your grandkids can't find a job. This is going to cause job loss as well as opportunities and jobs not to come here. Albuquerque is struggling. This is much more onerous than any of the large cities that are booming around us. This is a reason not to come here. This is a reason not to hire people. And that's what's going to occur.
Pat, real fast, how will businesses stop hiring more than 40 people if this ordinance is in effect in Albuquerque?
I think this is going to cause businesses to locate in other spots. What you raise is the issue of why there was an exemption for small businesses. There are such exemptions in other ordinances. Had that been a public debate, of course smaller businesses would have been excluded, 2, 4, 6, 10, whatever it is. But instead of exempting small business or charities, just like the minimum wage does, our minimum wage ordinance excludes charities. This doesn't exclude charities, small businesses, tribes, but what it does exclude is if you're unionized. And that's what this is about. That's where the money's coming from, and that's what this national initiative has done. That's what organizers in the Land of Enchantment is all about.
Elizabeth?
So it's important to cover nonprofits because many hospitals are nonprofits. You've got vulnerable sick people in hospitals. If you've got your janitor in the hospital, your orderly in the hospital going to work with a cold or with the flu, he's spreading around that illness to other sick and vulnerable people. So in the context of sick leave, it just doesn't make sense to exempt nonprofit organizations. I'll go ahead and leave it there.
All right. You're listening to a live debate discussion on Albuquerque's sick leave ballot question that will be before Albuquerque voters October 3rd. Closing statements are next. I'm Brandon Vogt, and we'll continue in 3 minutes right here on News Radio KQOB.
This is Charles Osgood. Olivet Nazarene University believes that an education unlocks a person's potential. They believe an educated person has a positive impact on his or her community. They believe an education is not something to be contained, but imparted to the world. They believe in you. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. Olivet Nazarene University. Where you are to where you will be.
Attention all CPAP users. This is an important message regarding your CPAP machine and your health.
If my husband's CPAP machine isn't cleaned well, it could make him sick. But with the SoClean sanitizer, we don't have to worry.
I'm Dr. Joseph Cranin, a sleep apnea specialist. If you're using a CPAP machine, you could develop a respiratory illness if it's not cleaned properly. That's why I strongly recommend SoClean, the world's first automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of CPAP germs and bacteria without hazardous chemicals, and it works on all popular CPAPs.
Try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 800-885-1188.
We just drop the mask in the SoClean and walk away. No more washing by hand every day, and no more getting sick from a dirty CPAP.
This risk-free offer won't last. Call now, 800-885-1188, or visit trysoclean.com. Joseph Cranert is a paid participant.
Which way am I going? Is it right? Left? I'm kind of stuck in the corn maze here at McCall's Pumpkin Patch. These guys are giving us our sweet deal this coming week. You'll get two admission passes for only $14.95 when you log on to our website this Friday at 9 a.m. You can bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun here at McCall's Pumpkin Patch, recently named the third best corn maze in America. Take a hayride to the Pumpkin Patch, pick your own pumpkin from the field, try to find your way through this insane 16-acre corn maze, feed the farm animals, glide down the giant slide, experience the Princess Castle, and enjoy the pig races. Now, McCall's is not only home to great fun, but great food as well. Turkey legs, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, homemade fudge, roasted sweet corn, and so much more. McCall's Pumpkin Patch, located in Moriarty, New Mexico, just a short scenic drive out of Albuquerque, east on I-40. Take exit 196 in Moriarty and follow the signs, but there's only 200 deals available, and they're going to sell out fast. The exit's got to be around here somewhere. Ah! Stop it, little kid. Go to News Radio KKOB and click the Sweet Deals logo.
If someone suddenly collapsed in front of you, would you know what to do? The New Mexico Heart Institute Foundation's Project Heart Start will teach you just that while you enjoy the Cherry Silver Benefit Home Show at the Pit on September 8, 9, and 10. I'm Dr. Barry Ramo. You and your family can learn hands-only CPR, how to recognize the signs of a heart attack, and how to save a choking victim. 80% of all cardiac arrests happen at home, so you want to be ready.
This is 94.5 FM at AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. Now it's time for each side of the sick leave ballot question to sum up their position. Pat Rogers opposing the sick leave measure from the Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy. You'll have 1 minute.
The organizers' proposed sick leave ordinance is a disaster of significant proportions. As you can tell tonight, there is a significant battle going on with regard to the details. You can inform yourself, again, if you go to patrogerslaw.com/sickleave.aspx. There's also important information, trickleave.org or ACE, A-C-H-E, Albuquerque Coalition for a Healthy Economy. One of the problems of initiatives and that's highlighted by this particular initiative is the advertising of something that everyone's in favor of, sick leave, and the hiding of all sorts of details behind that. The organizers in the Land of Enchantment are subject currently to a pending Board of Ethics complaint because their advertising is misleading and does not disclose who's behind this. Who's behind this is the organizers in the Land of Enchantment, and they have a long and ugly history both here in New Mexico and elsewhere. This is going to destroy existing businesses. It's going to keep new businesses from coming here, and I urge you, don't wait 2 years from now to say, gosh, I should have talked to my neighbors, I should have talked to my friends, I should have talked to my coworkers, I should have talked to everybody about this. Don't wait. Elizabeth, get out and vote no.
Elizabeth Wagner, closing argument from Albuquerque, your Healthy Workforce ABQ.
Hard work should be respected. Everyone gets sick. Everyone's kids get sick. When hardworking people don't have to choose between their health and their child's health and a paycheck, it helps businesses and it helps all of Albuquerque. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 20% of all food-related illness is spread by sick restaurant workers. It doesn't have to be that way. Workers in restaurants, hospitals, and daycares should be able to get well instead of coming to work and spreading illness. This is a conservative, balanced law. It's already been passed in many other cities around the country, and it levels the playing field for businesses in Albuquerque. When we have healthy employees, we see healthier, thriving businesses. And the law also ensures that when women who survive domestic violence, they can get medical attention, find safe housing for their families, or report abuse. One in three women in New Mexico have experienced domestic violence. The Earned Sick Days Ordinance will help these women and their children escape violent situations without losing a day's pay so they can build safe lives. You can find the full text of the ordinance at healthyworkforceabq.org. That's healthyworkforceabq.org. I hope everyone will vote for the proposed ordinance on October 3rd. Again, it'll be on the back of the ballot, and early voting starts on September 13th.
Pat and Elizabeth, thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us for the live debate concerning the Albuquerque sick leave ballot question. It appears on the ballot October 3rd. Make sure you vote. I'm Brandon Vogt. Good night.
Traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 7s, mornings and afternoons. 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB, Albuquerque.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. President Trump has decided to undo another Obama-era initiative.